Goswami, the son of Sri Venkata Bhatta from Sri Rangam, rendered menial personal service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his 4-month stay in that holy place in South India. And later, on the order of the Lord, he came here to Vrindavan to become one of the great six Goswamis. He was worshipping 8 Shalagram Shilas at this very spot where we are sitting now. It happened that a very wealthy person was giving nice paraphernalia for the Goswamis of Vrindavan to worship their deities. Rupa Goswami was worshipping the beautiful form of Radha Govindaji. Sanatana Goswami, Sri Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath by Madhu Pandit, and others. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami, with pure love and devotion, was worshipping his Shalagram Shilas. But he so much wanted to have the fortune of increasing his worship to the Lord. He wanted to see and to serve the beautiful three-fanged bending form of Shamsundara. So on Nirasingha Chaturdasi, he was sitting here and he was praying that on this day, the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifested his beautiful, beautiful form from a stone pillar. So he prayed to Lord Shamsundar, he also allow him to serve his beautiful form by revealing it through his stones in the form of Shalagram Shiva. So on the very next morning, he went to take his bath in the river Jamuna. And when he returned with the water for the Abhishek, he found that his Damodar Shila had manifested into the beautiful form of Lord Sri Krishna, standing with 3 curves in his body, playing upon his flute. This Murti that we have just had darshan of, who is worshipped even today with such sweet devotion, is a self-manifesting deity that revealed himself through the Shalagram Shiva. And the pujaris of the temple explained that in the back of the deity, a part of the original Shila is still present, from which the deity grew out of by his own sweet will. When Gopal Bhatta Goswami informed Srila Rupa Goswami and others, they all came, and when they saw the wonderful form of Sri Radharaman, it was actually Rupa Goswami, it is said, who named him Radharaman. Because this area of Brajbhumi near Nidiban is the place where Krishna gives pleasure to Srimati Radharani, and Srimati Radharani is the supreme object of enjoyment for Sri Krishna. So therefore he called Radharaman. And it is said that the deity of Radha Govindaji when he was carved under the direction of Vajranab and his mother and aunt also helped. And the deity of Madan Mohan, the feet looked just like Krishna's. And the deity of Radha Govindaji, the hands and the chest looked just like Sri Krishna. And the deity of Radha Gopinath, the face especially, manifested the beauty of the face of Krishna. But the Goswamis, when they saw Sri Radharaman, they all exclaimed that he has the feet of Madan Mohan, the hands and the waist and the chest of Sri Govindaji, and the face of Sri Radha Gopinathji. So all these three deities are simultaneously manifested in the beautiful form of Sri Radharaman. Gopal Bhatta Goswami worshipped this beautiful form with great love and great devotion. But one day it is explained, he was feeling guilty and sad, and he began to cry because he was thinking that it was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who bestowed prema upon me. He is the worshipable Lord of my life. How could I worship Krishna without worshipping my eternal savior, Sri Gauranga? And in this emotional state of pure bhava, he wept and he wept. And one day when he was in this mood worshipping Sri Radharaman, right before his very eyes, Sri Radharaman manifested the form of Lord Gaurasundar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw that beautiful, graceful, golden form bestowing his blessings upon him. And he was assured at that time that there is no difference between Lord Gauranga and Sri Radharaman. And in this way he worshipped the Lord to his heart's content and to the Lord's heart content throughout his whole life here in Sri Vrindavan town. Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki
Jai!
Sri Radharaman ji ki
Jai!
This worship is very, very beautiful. Gopal Bhatta Goswami arranged a very, very particular system in which the original standard of his worship would be preserved. And Srila Prabhupada told us, of all the temples in Vrindavan, in all the temples in Vrajbhumi, the Radharaman temple has the highest standard of deity worship in the mood of devotion. And I think we all experienced that upon seeing the wonderful Sringara of Radharaman just a few minutes ago. Now we'll go to the Samadhi Mandir of Gopal Bhatta Goswami and we'll offer our respects and then continue on our parikrama.
Jai Gopremanandi.